Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Hastings College basketball today on 1230 KHAS at home at the Osborne Sports Complex as Hastings gets set to take on Dort here this afternoon at a men's basketball doubleheaders. We spent a couple of minutes with women's coach Kerry Hofstadter and coach sitting at 20-2 on the season, 11-2 in the conference. And all of a sudden, because what Mount Marty did to Northwestern over the weekend, we got a chance to maybe to take the lead here in the conference.
Yeah, you know, I was wondering if Northwestern was ever going to get beat. They've been playing, you know, really, really well, especially, you know, the first entire round, it seemed like they were dominant. And, you know, I mean, it happens, and anybody in our conference can beat you on a day, any given day. So, you know, Northwestern, tough loss at Mount Marty, and you know, it makes it a little bit more possible to win the conference outright.
You have a chance to play for it the rest of the way, kind of adding a little twist to the rest of the season.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's always one thing to try to, you know, win every game that you're preparing for and things like that. But when you tell your kids, hey, you have a chance to win the conference, you know, regular season championship, you know, I think it just gives them a little extra incentive. Not that they don't already want to, you know, get to the national tournament and you know, play for a conference championship. But, you know, when you even things out again and you find yourself sitting at the top of the conference, that's kind of a motivator in the middle of the stretch. So it's a good thing.
So on the same stroke here, you can't look ahead past anybody. You can't look past any opponent because it could happen again, and we don't want to let that happen here.
Absolutely. That's something, you know, we've talked a lot about is if you're not ready to play, there's the teams in our conference, it's a strong conference for a reason, you know, and the teams at the bottom this year, I feel like, you know, have some pieces in place to be able to beat you if you're you know, not ready to go, or even if you are and they happen to have a great game. So you know, it's one of those things where we've got to, again, just stay focused on the game that we're at right now and make sure we're ready to go and make sure we're preparing. And you know, I just told our kids earlier today that we need to focus on continuing to get better because teams grow and teams are doing things better now than they were 2 months ago. And, you know, we have to be able to say that about ourselves, too, that we're continuing to get better and that we're you know, improving in the areas that, you know, were maybe exposed a month or two ago, that we need to shore those up and make sure that, you know, we're solid here in the next seven games.
You just completed a stretch, Midland, Morningside, Concordia, and Briarcliff, one of the toughest stretches of your schedule, all unscathed. You played pretty well in all four of those games.
Yeah, you know, I thought there were times where maybe in the Briarcliff game we didn't execute as well as we would have liked. That game was just kind of a wild and crazy game, but up until maybe the Briarcliff game, I really thought, you know, we maybe had moments of really good things happening on the court, and then, you know, we had some moments, especially maybe, you know, first half of the Concordia game where we seemed a little bit sluggish or not quite on point, but that was a huge stretch for us, four really good teams, and what we need to do now is just not let up, you know, just continue to plug away and work and get better.
There's been a knock against this team. We haven't really put 40 good solid minutes together, have we?
You know, I think there was maybe a couple games kind of mid January where I thought we played pretty well for huge chunks. You know, it's kind of one of those things where you want to put 40 solid minutes together, and that's what you're going to have to do, you know, to win a conference championship or to move forward in a conference tournament. But you know, at the same time, we've talked a lot to our kids about the runs that teams are going to make. You know, Morningside's a huge run team, and Concordia is too, in the way that they play defense. And, you know, sometimes you just got to withstand those runs and then make one of your own. And we've kind of seen that several times. You know, we'll be up 10-12 and somebody will make a run at us, and we kind of weather the storm, and then we find a way to make one right back at them. And I think that's just basketball, and that's momentum, and that's how it goes. But yeah, we need to continue to try to make sure that we're solid over the course of an entire game.
So you've had 7 days now to get ready for this one again. This will be your last seven-day break between games. So hopefully you enjoy your 7 days off. But this is a good time of the season to maybe prepare for Dort.
Yeah, it's a great time. You know, it's, again, one of those nice breaks. And just, you know, as a coach, you want to fix everything and go hard every day and things like that. But you also got to understand that this is where, you know, the legs are going to be important. And we're going to have a stretch now of where, you know, we're playing every Wednesday, Saturday, and you don't have those breaks, and so there's that balance of rest and work, and so we tried to do that this week as we were preparing for Dort. You know, Dort's very capable of being a great team. You know, they have seven seniors that really contribute. Well, all of them contribute at some point in different ways, and so it's a seasoned group, and yet there's a few young kids on the team that I think in the first game we were kind of able to expose with some pressure in the backcourt.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Dort as our pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
Back with Hastings College women's basketball coach Kerry Hofstetter as the Dort Defenders in town to take on Hastings here this afternoon. Coach, is a team we beat on their floor 88-67, but it's a team that can cause us some problems if they're on today.
Yeah, you know, if you look at the numbers from that game, the first time we played them, they out-rebounded us. They scored more points in the paint. They turned it over way more than we did. I think it was 25-7. And that's really where the game changed. We were able to score a ton of points off turnovers and in transition. And that's really the difference in the game. And so if you take out the transition and the turnovers we were able to create, it was a game all the way till about the 10-minute mark of the second half. And, Chanel Farmer, you know, stripped a kid a few times and created opportunities for transition, a couple easy layups, and opened up a couple 3-point buckets for us. And she had a phenomenal game. It was kind of her, you know, welcome to college basketball coming out game. So she had a phenomenal second half, especially. And so, you know, despite that 5-minute kind of burst of point production, we were really actually pretty even with them. And that's kind of something that we've, you know, stressed. They're going to be big and athletic and they're getting better offensively in their secondary action off their screens. And they, a lot of face cuts, a lot of dives to the rim with their size. And so, those are all things that, we'll have to try to control today. You know, we're going to have to guard in the half court, especially.
A tall, lanky bunch here, and it always causes problems for a team like us.
Yeah, you know, and that's kind of one of the reasons why we were able to be successful in the backcourt in the first meeting with them. A couple of their guards are younger, and we forced them into some tough decisions. But it's definitely a game that you don't want to try to play in just the paint. With the team as long as they are, you know, their 6'3" kid matches up obviously fairly well with Laurel, and they have some kids that can really shoot it. Their broadcast kid is she's shooting 52% from the 3-point line right now. 31 Van Dyke is really shooting the ball well. She's scoring the ball well. She's rebounding, and she's had a great couple of last week. So two kids that I feel like are really going to have to be emphasis for us to slow down and contain today.
We probably want to turn up the pressure a little bit defensively and try to force them into mistakes again today.
Yeah, you know, they'll obviously be more ready for that. So we'll pick and choose our times when we think we can maybe pressure and create some opportunities for turnovers. But we're going to have to play solid, especially, you know, and just making sure that we make them take tough contested shots maybe outside the paint. And again, making sure that we're not giving easy opportunities in transition. And then offensively, I feel like we really need to execute. We need to, I think one of the, obviously Briarcliff, you know, they force you into making bad decisions and not executing offense very well. But I thought that we struggled a little bit in that game, putting the ball on the floor too much and not moving it and screening and letting our offense or the execution of our offensive scheme and sets work for us in creating shots. And so hopefully that's something that we'll be able to do a little bit better today.
All right, good luck today.
Thanks.
Gary Hofstetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around, starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. Hastings and Dort today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Gary Hofstetter pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account, then select Mobile Capture Enrollment, or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Hastings College Basketball today here on 1230 KHAS at home here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. The Dort Defenders in town to take on Hastings here this afternoon. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you today. Hastings College women currently ranked number 7 in the country. The Broncos have won 14 games in a row. Hastings is sitting at 20-2 on the season. They're 11-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They have not lost since suffering that loss to Morningside way back on November the 23rd was the last loss for Hastings. That was 76-49 up in Sioux City. Since then, 14 straight wins, including last Saturday, a victory over Briarcliff up in Sioux City by a score of 76-72. Also during that stretch was a ball game here against Dort. That was up in Sioux Center, Iowa, and Hastings beat the Defenders by the score of 88-67. Dort coming in, they have a record of 11 wins and 12 losses on the season. They are 4-10 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dort is coming off of a 88-70 loss to Briarcliff. The game before that, they knocked off Dakota State in a non-conference game, 97-70. They also have a win here in the past couple of weeks over Mount Monty by a score of 69-54. Dort is a team that is averaging 72 points per ball game on offense. That is ninth in the conference. They're giving up 71 points per ball game on defense. That is eighth in the conference. Hastings College is averaging 78 points per ball game on offense. That is fifth in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And they are third right now in defense, giving up 67.7 points per ball game. But Dort is a team that can be nasty at times. I'll tell you what, they got some players that can really play basketball here. Kyle, a couple of players. Kara Van Dyke is averaging 14 points per ball game. She's the third leading rebounder in the conference, averaging 7.3 points per ball game. Also, Eliza Marsh is averaging 16.2 points per ball game and 4.2 rebounds per game. This is a tall, lanky bunch we'll see here today. Rebounding is going to be a key in the ball game today for the Hastings College women's basketball team. Hastings got out-rebounded when we played up in Sioux Center earlier this year. So it's Hastings College and the Dort Defenders here today in women's college basketball. Elsewhere in the conference today, you've got Concordia playing at Mount Marty. Northwestern is on the road down in Fremont as they take on Midland University today. Dakota Wesleyan is at Doan. Morningside is at Nebraska Wesleyan. Earlier this week on Wednesday, Mount Marty upsetting second-ranked Northwestern in the ball game, which really opens the door for everybody in the Great Plains Athletic Conference now. In fact, Hastings will start the day tied for the top spot with Northwestern now at 11-2 in the conference. Concordia just a half a game back at 11-3, and Morningside is currently in fourth place in the conference. They're at 8-4. Dort comes in here. They're eighth in the conference at 4 wins and 10 losses. So it's Hastings and Dort here this afternoon. We'll get to the starting lineups today, brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, now with three locations in Hastings. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. For Hastings College here today, we'll give you the starters for Dort. First of all, they're being introduced right now in front of the crowd on hand here. It would be Kayla Brookeyes, a 5'5" senior out of Edgerton, Minnesota. Jasmine Skellhaus is a 5'7" sophomore out of Pella, Iowa. Also, Kara Van Dyke, 6'2", and a senior from Leota, Minnesota. Kim Cruz is a 5'7" freshman out of Hull, Iowa. And the other starter for the Dort defenders will be Jamie Cook. Cook is a 6'1" senior out of Randolph, Wisconsin. The starting lineups here for the Hastings College Broncos here this afternoon. It'll be Cammie Bruckman, 5'9" and a senior out of Silver Lake. Bruckman now averaging 16 points and 5 rebounds per ball game. Abby Jackson, a 5'6" junior out of St. Cecilia. Jackson is averaging 5.7 points and 3 rebounds per game. Jamie Van Kirk is a 5'9" junior out of Sutton. Van Kirk is now the third leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 17.3 points per ball game. Frankie Peterson, 5'9", and a senior out of Cambridge, Nebraska. Peterson is averaging 5.7 points and 5.3 rebounds per game. And the other starter for Hastings will be Laurel Zwiener, a 6'4" and senior out of Pleasanton, Nebraska. Zwiener is averaging 14.9 points and 7 rebounds per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, now with three locations in Hastings. Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So the Dort defender is going to be in their black uniforms here this afternoon, trimmed and lettered in the gold. Hastings College will be in their homestanding white uniforms today, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Hastings shooting for their 15th straight win here this afternoon against the Dort defenders. Second meeting of the season between these two teams. Hastings beating Dort earlier this year up in Sioux Center, Iowa, by a score of 88-67. But a tall bunch Hastings is going to see here today in Dort. In fact, jumping into the center circle is going to be Kara Van Dyke to tip things off. She's at 6'2", and a senior. Oral Zwiener will step in there for Hastings College. Of course, Zwiener, 6'4", and a senior out of Pleasanton. We're set to go. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left. Ball is in the air. His tip is controlled by Hastings. Broncos have it first here this afternoon. Abby Jackson has got it. Ball game is underway. There's Van Kirk with the ball. Jackson at top of the key. Over to Bruckman on the left wing. Jackson top of the circle. Bounce pass goes to Peterson at the free throw line. Goes over to Van Kirk on the right wing. Now to Jackson, top of the key. Over to Bruckman for three. Shot is up and in. Cammy Bruckman nails her first shot. A three-pointer from the left wing. And Hastings College goes out on top by a score of 3-0 here in this ball game. Hastings taking a three-pointer round for the bat. It goes right through the hole with Cammy Bruckman. But Hastings has got the 3-0 lead. There's a pass by Dort down the lane. It's going to be too far out of bounds. A turnover on the defenders. They average 18 turnovers per ball game. They turn it over on their first possession today. Just underway. 3-0 is the score. Hastings is out on top of the defenders. Here's Jackson. Now to Bruckman. To Jackson. Right wing again. Van Kirk has got the ball. This is a zone defense that Dort's going to start off in here this afternoon. Looks like a 2-3 zone. Hastings will try to attack that. Here's Bruckman again. A long three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jamie Cook. Jamie Cook comes back the other way as they get her down in the hands now of Skellhaus as she brings it into the offensive zone. There's a pass to Brookeyes. She throws it down the right side of the lane, and her pocket's going to be picked here by Jackson. Second consecutive turnover on Dort. Here's a Frankie Peterson off to Van Kirk for three. Her shot's up there. Rims off, no good. Rebounded in the lane there by Kara Van Dyke of Dort. She has her pocket picked here by Bruckman. Out to Jackson for three. Her shot, no good. Rebound, Zwiener. Falling shot, good. Laurel Zwiener gets the offensive board in the putback. 5-0 is the score. Hastings out on top. We're 90 seconds into the ball game here this afternoon from the Osborne Sports Complex. There's a Jasmine Skellhaus with the ball now. Skellhaus comes out here to Cruz. Cruz moves it over in the wing on the right side to Skellhouse again. Top of the key. That's Van Dyker. Shot for three is up there. It's around the rim. Dances off of the right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Breckman. Allen pass comes on the near sideline to Abby Jackson. Jackson has got the ball. She'll hold up now. Hastings will set up in the half-court offense. Here's Breckman over to Van Kirk. High right side, Van Kirk, two-handed pass back out to Breckman. Entry pass to get it to Peterson. Down in the corner now. On the left side is Jackson. Cross-court pass, wide open. Van Kirk for three. Her shot good. Van Kirk nails a three-pointer. And Hastings College is out on top by a score of 8-0 here in the ball game. 17:50 to play in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. So a good start for Hastings. 8-0. Hastings with the lead. Skellhouse has got the ball. Skellhouse moves it over to Brookeyes. Moves it down on the baseline. That's Van Dyke with the ball. Van Dyke dribbles with it now against Zwiener. Stops, pops, and her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Allen pass goes to Jackson on the far sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Loses control of it and goes out of bounds. So an unforced turnover here in backcourt as Zabby Jackson loses the ball out of bounds here. Right in front of the scorer's table. The first turnover on Hastings. That's going to be Dort playing things in. 8-0. Hastings College with an early lead here over the Dort defenders. A team coming in here from Sioux Center, Iowa this afternoon. Skellhouse has got the ball, dribbles down the right side of the lane, puts a defender in there. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Jackson. Abby Jackson has got the ball for Hastings College, running back the other way. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Jackson, entry pass to get it inside to Zwiener. Spins. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up by Skellhouse. Skellhouse has got the ball for Dort, winding her way back up the floor. Down in the corner, that's going to be Cruz driving toward the bucket. A pass left side of the lane. Retrieve there. That's going to be, let's see, Brookeyes with the ball. Then back out on top to Cruz. Cruz takes it into the lane, and she's going to be, let's see, the pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. So Cruz trying to dump it away on the left side of the lane. Zwiener comes out into the ball game. Now will be Sierra Williamson. It's going to be Dort inbounding the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Cruz has got it as she triggers things in on the far sideline. Skellhouse, she goes for the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down by Breckman, and the ball is recovered here by Jackson. Pass ahead. They get it to a Van Kirk. 8-0 is the score. Hastings with the lead. There's Frankie Peterson down in the corner. Bombs it inside to Sierra Williams. Her shot is up there at end. Sierra Williamson scores for Hastings, and the Broncos have a 10-0 lead over Dort. 16 minutes and 25 seconds to play, so Dort has went the first 4 minutes here without scoring in the ball game. Here's a Caleb Brookeyes with the ball. Brookeyes working against Bruckman. Bounce pass goes to Van Dyke here at the elbow, right side. She takes it to the hole. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Williamson has got the rebound off to Van Kirk. Dribbles behind her back. Brings it into the offensive zone. Jamie Van Kirk with the ball here for the Broncos. High right side. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Sierra Williamson dribbles once out to Jackson. Sends it inside to Bruckman. Puts it down on the right side of the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Trying to get it to Williamson. It's intercepted there by Dort. Second turnover on the Broncos here in the ball game. Cook has got the ball. Now to Van Dyke to Skellhouse. Top of the key. That's going to be Kim Cruz with the ball now. She works it down the right side of the lane. All the way to the baseline. Can't put up a shot. Comes out to Caleb Brookeyes back inside. There's a shot taken. It's going to be no good by Jamie Cook. And the rebound comes down to Sierra Williamson. Off to Cammie Breckman. Breckman runs her back the other way for the Broncos. 10-0. Hastings has got the lead. Abby Jackson with the ball. Comes across the top now to Breckman. She holds it here in three-point territory. Off to Jackson. 15 seconds left in the shot clock. Jackson moves over to Van Kirk on the wing. Top of the key. Now it's Breckman. Off to Frankie Peterson. 9 seconds in the shot clock. Peterson takes the ball to the hole and scores. Frankie Peterson scores in the lane there for Hastings, and a timeout Dort. Hastings College out on top here early in the ballgame. 15 minutes and 5 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 12, Dort nothing.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private 4-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, take Valentino's with you to the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. 12-0 is the score. Hastings College out on top. Dort has went 5 minutes without scoring here in this first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. And Dort will try their luck again as they come up the floor here. Got some new people in here. That's a Jessica Jelsma is into the ball game now. She handles the ball. Goes over on the wing to Brookeyes. Caleb Brookeyes holding it over there. Brookeyes now drives the ball against Alex Edwards, who's into the ball game underneath the basket. It's not going to be no good. It hits the other side of the glass. But it was tipped out of her hands there by Edwards of Hastings. So it's going to be Dort playing things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Abby Chapman, new person in the ball game, will trigger things in for Dort. Gets it down in the corner. There's a lob pass back inside. They kick it back out to Van Dyke. Free throw line jumpers up there and in. Kara Van Dyke scoring there. And Dort is finally on the scoreboard. 12-2 is the score. 14 minutes and 30 seconds to play. So they went 5.5 minutes here in the first half without scoring. Hastings with a 10-point lead, 12-2. And there's a pass that's going to be out of bounds. Chanel Farmer sends the ball inside to Williamson, threw it too far, and a turnover on Hastings. So Farmer and Jackson now in the ball game for Hastings College. Cammy Breckman, also Alex Edwards, and Sierra Williamson. 14-20 to play here in the first half. Hastings College out to a 10-point lead. 12-2 is the score. Chapman has got the ball. Now to Brookeyes. Free throw line extended right side. They lob it down low. Moving toward the basket is going to be Michael Holst, who's into the ball game now. Down in the left corner, Gelsman has got it. She works the baseline. Her shot no good, and the foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to go on Michael Holst. That's going to be her first foul. Going to be team foul number one on the Dort defenders in the first half of play. Hastings will come back the other way with a 12-2 lead here. Women's college basketball action for you today on 1230 KHIS. This is going to be Abby Jackson with the ball. Now to Chanel Farmer. High right side. Farmer goes to the top of the key. Breckman has got it. Now to Jackson on the wing. Jackson, bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Kicks it back out to Farmer. Farmer for three. Shot is up there. Rims off. No good. Rebound is loose, and it goes out of bounds. It's last touch by Farmer. Following her shot there, she loses the ball out of bounds down here on the baseline. So it'll be Dort playing things in down here. 12-2 is the score. Hastings College has got the lead. Down the left sideline is going to be Brookeyes. Gets the ball now into the hands of Jelsma. Jelsma over to Chapman. Right side of the lane. Chapman with the ball high above her head. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Spins at the free throw line. Chapman is now going to be tied up on the play, and a jump ball is going to be called. Arrow is pointing in favor of Dort, so we'll stay right here. End of the ball game now is going to be Autumn Zenon for Hastings. Zenon checks in for Jackson. Also, Van Kirk re-enters the ball game now for Cammy Breckman. 12-2 is the score. Hastings with a 10-point lead early. 13 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first half. Dort will inbound the ball. They get it in the lane there to Jelsma. Twisting and turning. Her shot's up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's loose. It's still loose. Goes to the far sideline. That's going to be a jump ball. This time the arrow pointing in favor of Hastings. So the Broncos will maintain control. They'll come back the other direction. Hastings with a 10-point lead. It's been a while, though, since Hastings put one down through the hole here. Adam Zenon comes back the other way for Hastings. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Adam Zenon with the ball. Zenon comes over here to Jamie Van Kirk. High left side behind the screen now from Williamson. Van Kirk moves it to the top of the key. Off to Adam Zenon. High right side. Down in the corner now to Edwards. Edwards brings it up high. Spins. Takes it out to a Chanel Farmer in three-point territory. Zenon now at the top of the key. Moves to her left. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. 4 seconds on the shot clock. Out to Farmer. She drives the ball, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good in a shot clock violation. So Hastings did not execute the offense very well there. A shot clock violation on the Broncos as Farmer throws up a shot off balance in the lane, but it wasn't soon enough. So it's still a 12-2 ball game. Hastings College out on top, but here comes the Dort defenders back the other way. This is going to be Emily Newman who's into the ball game now. Emily Newman averaging about 2 points per ball game. Into the contest for the defenders. Here's Jelsma. Jelsma out here in the three-point territory picked up by Farmer. Jelsma goes over to Brookeyes. High left side picked up there by Adam Zenon if he sings. As the Broncos are in the man-to-man defense. Inside, they get it to a Michael Hole. She's going to drive the ball. Here's a pass intercepted. She was driving it for the hole, and the pass is going to be intercepted by Adam Zenon. That's turnover number three. Zenon for a long two. Her shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Jelsma back the other way. Jelsma now to Chapman, and she drives the ball in the hole, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Hastings. It's going to go on Adam Zenon. That's going to be her first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one of the Broncos. And going to the free throw line for Dort is going to be Abby Chapman. Chapman is a 75% foul shooter in the season. She's 9 out of 12. Dort is a team hitting 71% of their free throws so far this year. This one is up there, and it just falls off of the front iron. No good. Chapman will have one more. Dort is third in the conference in free throw percentage at 71%.
They are number four in field goal percentage at 42%, and they're number four in three-point shooting at 34%. Alex Edwards comes out of the ball game now. Frankie Peterson back in there. Next shot from the free throw line by Chapman is going to be good. Hastings College lead is now 9. It is 12-3. Here comes Adam Zeenan back for the Broncos. Into the forecourt. Comes over here. High left side is going to be Bruckman with the ball. Van Kirk with the ball. Her shot's going to be good, but it won't count. She is fouling the way in. Bruckman takes it out of the wing. Took it right to the hole there. Robin Blunt picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first, second team foul on the defender. So Hastings College will play things in. Zeenan gets into the Farmer in the corner. Comes out now to Frankie Peterson. Frankie Peterson dribbles once. Now to Adam Zeenan, top of the key. Zeenan looking. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. The Farmer on the baseline. 15-footer is down through the hole. Janelle Farmer scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game at Hastings College. Now with a 14-3 lead over Dort. We've got 11 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Robin Blunt with the ball now for Dort. She drives the ball against Van Kirk. Her reverse layup is up there. No good. Ball tapped out. Blunt picks her back up. Out of Van Dyke, right side to Chapman. Any traveling violation on Chapman. So Hastings College get the ball back here. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. 14-3 is the score. Hastings with an 11-point lead early in this ballgame. Got out to a great start today, 12-0 over Dort. Here's Chanel Farmer with the ball. Now to Zeenan on the wing on the left side. Adam Zeenan holding the ball. Goes out on the top of the key now. It's going to be Frankie Peterson who brings it over on the right wing to Farmer. Down on the baseline, here's Van Kirk with the ball. Spins, goes for the hole. Reverse layup is up there, no good. And Van Kirk grabs the ball right back, and now we got a foul called. Van Kirk picks up the loose ball in the lane there, and a personal foul is going to be called here on the, let's see, no foul. It's going to be a shot clock violation, I think, or a shot clock problem. As the official coming over here to the near sideline to reset the shot clock. They're going to put 5 seconds on the shot clock here. Hastings will play things in. Zwiener comes back in. Williamson checks out. Kim Cruz comes back into the lineup now for Dort, replacing Abby Chapman. So Hastings will have 5 seconds on the shot clock. They play it in from underneath their own basket. Adam Zeenan looking. There's a bounce pass that's going to go to Van Kirk, and she loses the ball out of bounds, but it was tapped out of her hands by Jelsma. Hastings will try it again. Still with 5 seconds on the shot clock. Adam Zeenan will play things in. This time left side of the basket. Looking comes out on top now to Van Kirk. Drives the ball at the elbow. Throws up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. And the ball goes out of bounds on a shot clock violation. That one did not draw iron from Van Kirk. So a shot clock violation on Hastings. Dorn has got the ball. 14-3 is the score. Couple of touchdowns and a field goal here in this basketball game. Robin Blunt with the ball on the wing. There's an entry pass that can be intercepted. Intercepted there by Van Kirk. The fourth turnover on Dort. Van Kirk drives it back the other way. Her driving layup is missed. No good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. She loses the ball, and a foul is going to be called. Peterson came down with a rebound, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Jessica Jelsma of Dort. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number 3 on the defenders. Skullhouse comes back into the ball game now for the Dort defenders. Hastings will play things in from underneath their own basket. Here's Van Kirk with the ball on the wing again. They give her room out there. Jamie Van Kirk on the dribble comes across the top as they get it to Adam Zeenan. Zeenan on the wing. Back out to Chanel Farmer. Entry pass again. That's going to be Zwiener with the ball. Now Frankie Peterson on the right wing. Takes it on the dribble. Down to the baseline. Her shot's going to be blocked down. It's picked up here by Van Dyke of Dort. Bounce pass across the 10-second line to Jamie Cook. And she goes for the hole. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good, but she's fouling the play. Zwiener picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first. And now Jamie Cook is going to go to the free throw line. Cook is playing with a heavily taped up right hand here today. Looks like she's got maybe a couple of broken fingers on that right hand. So go to the free throw line. Here for the Dort defenders for the first time. Their shot's going to be up there and in. So a shot by Jamie Cook is good. She's at a 72% foul shooter in the season. Averaging 10 points and 6.3 rebounds per game. That's her first point of the afternoon. 14-4 is the score now. Hastings in the lead. Next shot is up there. It is good by Jamie Cook. 14-5. Hastings with the lead here in women's college basketball this afternoon from the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings with the ball. Here's Adam Zeenan. Comes over here on the wing. Out top of the key. Van Kirk lobs it inside. Zwiener dribbles once. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. But a traveling violation. Traveling violation is going to be called on Zwiener. So Hastings, after getting off to a great start, they're kind of sluggish here in the past 4 or 5 minutes of this ball game. We're down to 9 minutes and 50 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings with a 14-5 lead. Driving the ball to the hole is going to be Blunt. She's going to be fouling the play. Robin Blunt took it right down the right side of the lane. She's fouled here by Van Kirk of Hastings. That's the first foul on Van Kirk. That's going to be team foul number 3 on Hastings. Non-shooting situation, so Dort will play things in. Here's Cook with the ball out here in three-point territory, picked up by Zwiener. 200 pass goes to the far side. That's Van Dyke with the ball. Out of Skullhouse, dribbles once. Bounce pass goes inside. Cook grabs it, goes down the lane, or shots up and in. Jamie Cook scores there for Dort. Now the defenders are back to within 7 points. 14-7. Hastings back with the ball in their offensive zone. Bounce pass goes inside. Zwiener spins it toward the baseline, puts it up there left-handed. Her shot no good, and the foul is going to be called. Foul's going to go on the rebound. It's going to go on Hastings on Frankie Peterson. Peterson picks up her first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 4 on Hastings here in the first half. So now 14-7. Dort trying to sneak their way back into the ballgame after giving Hastings a 12-0 head start here. Here's Rebecca Van Dyke with the ball. Out here at the top of the key, Van Dyke sends it over to Skullhouse. 4-3, your shot over Zenon is good. Jasmine Skullhouse scoring a three-pointer. That's her first field goal. And all of a sudden, it's a 14-10 ball game with 9 minutes and 3 seconds to play now here in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Autumn Zenon with the ball on the dribble, comes to the near sideline, picked up by Skullhouse. Gets it out here to Jamie Van Kirk. Out between the rings now to Bruckman. Lobs it inside. That's Zwiener. As it tipped away, but right into the hands of Peterson on the far sideline. Now to Bruckman. Entry pass again. They get it to Zwiener. Her shot from 10 feet away is good. Laurel Zwiener scoring there for Hastings. She's got a couple of field goals now and 4 points. The Broncos have a 6-point lead, 16-10. Here's Robin Blunt with the ball off to Van Dyke. Moves it over there on the left side to Cruz. Back to Blunt. Bounce pass is going to be kicked here. And Dort will play things in from underneath their own basket. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Jackson. Zenon comes out. Brookeye is coming to the ball game now for the Dort defenders, and going out will be Robin Blunt. So it's going to be Dort inbounding the ball down here. Van Dyke has got it. Now top of the key, another pass is going to be kicked there by Frankie Peterson. And again, Dort will play things in from underneath their own basket here. 16-10 to score. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Dort has got the ball. That's Skullhouse with it now down in the corner. Van Dyke. Van Dyke now on the wing to Cruz. Moves it down in the corner on the dribble. Now takes it to the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Kim Cruz scores. She had 13 points the last time these two teams played. And Dort again is back within 4 points. 16-12 is the score. 8 minutes and 10 seconds to play. Breckman goes inside down to Laurel Zwiener. She spins toward the baseline. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke gets into the hands of Skullhouse. Dort can cut into this 4-point lead right here. 16-12 is the score. There's Jamie Cook with the ball. We got a whistle away from all the action, and a foul is going to be called here. A personal foul is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go on Peterson. Second foul on Frankie Peterson. Team foul number 5 on Hastings. And now Carrie Hofstetter wants to call a timeout. Carrie Hofstetter calls a timeout. We'll take a break with 7:53 to play here in the first half. Hastings 16, Dort 12.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers and the Hastings Tribune, and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings out on top of Dort by a score of 16-12. The Broncos jumped out to a 12-0 lead here in this one in the first 5 minutes of the ball game. But tell you what, the last 10 minutes, last 8 minutes or so have not been very good. Hastings has been outscored 12-4 by Dort. So we're sitting at 16-12 with 7 minutes and 53 seconds to play here in the first half. Got the men's game coming up later on this afternoon at 4 o'clock starting time. A couple of nationally ranked teams. Dort is 5th in the nation. Hastings College, number 13. Those two teams will score off at 4 o'clock this afternoon here at the Osborne Sports Complex. And we'll have it for you, of course, right here at 1230 KHIS. It's going to be Dort inbounding the ball. 16-12 was the score. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Dort will play things in. This is Kim Cruz looking to get things in. She does out to Skullhouse behind a screen from Van Dyke. Skelhaus gives the ball to Van Dyke at the top of the key. She drives it against Alex Edwards. She stops. Two-handed pass comes out on top to Skelhaus for three. Shot is up there and right through the hole. Jasmine Skelhaus hits her second three-pointer. She's got 6 points. Dort was at them 1 point, 16-15. 7 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first half of the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. Jamie Van Kirk, left side of the lane, dribbling with it, comes out to Edwards. Edwards, two-handed pass, back to Van Kirk, 4-3, shot is up there, it's good. Jamie Van Kirk nails a three-pointer. She's got 2 threes, now 6 points in the ball game, 19-15. Hastings College with a four-point lead. Here's Skelhaus with the ball. Out of Brookeyes here on the near sideline. Brookeyes holds it, back out to Skelhaus. Down to Van Dyke. Long pass goes inside. That's Cook with the ball. She works the baseline. Her shot's going to be up there. No good over Williamson. Rebound is loose and it's picked up here by Van Kirk of Hastings. Runs a 3-on-2 break back the other way. Takes it to the hole and scores. Jamie Van Kirk scores. She's now got 8 points in the ball game. And bam, just like that, Hastings has a 6-point lead. 21-15 with 6:45 to play in the first half. Jasmine Skelhaus with the ball now for Dorr. Comes over on the wing on the right side to Brookeyes. Lobs it inside to Van Dyke. Van Dyke dribbles down the right side of the lane, puts up a shot over Van Kirk. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Bruckman of Hastings. Out with pass to the far sideline. That's going to be Jackson with the ball. Cuts it back to the center of the floor, and the ball is going to be stripped away. Turnover on Hastings. They're seventh in the first half. Back the other way is Cruz. She takes the ball in the hole, and a foul is going to be called here on Bruckman. Bruckman picks up the personal foul for Hastings on the attempted block. Tammy picks up her first personal. Team foul number 6 on Hastings here in this first half. So going to the free throw line for Dort will be Kim Cruz. Cruz 87% from the free throw line this season. She's 20 out of 23. And she knocks down another one right here. But Kim Cruz will have one more shot here. Here comes Michael Holst back into the ball game for Cook. Also checking out is going to be Kara Van Dyke. And checking back in there is going to be Emily Newman. Cruz's second free throw is going to be up there and in. So it's now a 21-17 ball game. The Dort defenders back to within 4 points. Hastings now looking at pressure here in the backcourt from the defenders. Van Kirk has got the ball, brings it across the midcourt stripe, and now will set things up offensively on the far sideline. Jackson has got it. Now to Sierra Williamson, who's back into the ball game, to Edwards. Edwards, top of the key. Van Kirk for three. Shot is up there. It's good. Jamie Van Kirk nails her third three-pointer in this first half. She's got 11 points in the ballgame, and Hastings out to a 7-point lead, 24-17. Here's Jasmine Skelhaus, ball tipped away by Jackson. Skelhaus picks it back up near the 10-second line, dribbles to the free throw line, stops there. Out to Brookeyes, picked up by Van Kirk for Hastings defensively. Brookeyes in the lane, throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound goes to the corner. It's going to be picked up here by Hastings. That's Sierra Williamson with a rebound. Gets it away to Jackson. Gets the ball ahead down to Edwards for three. Shot is up there. Good. Alex Edwards nails a three-pointer. It's raining three balls now. 27-17. Hastings with a 10-point lead again. With 5 minutes and 22 seconds to play here in the first half. Dorn has got the ball. Here's Chapman. Abby Chapman with the ball deep in the corner on the left side. On the dribble. Moves to her right. Now comes out to the top of the key. Brookeyes has got it. She dribbles it down the right side of the lane, and a foul is going to be called. Foul here going Alex Edwards. That's going to be her first. So first foul on Edwards. That's going to be team foul number 7 on Hastings. So this will be a 1-1 situation now for Kayla Brookeyes. Brookeyes is 70% foul shooter in the season. Here comes Edwards out. Holly Samuelson comes into the ball game. Here comes Chanel Farmer into the contest now for Hastings. Going out will be Bruckman. So to the free throw line, Kayla Brookeyes. She is 12 out of 17 on free throws this year. Her shot is up there. It's good. High arcing free throw is right down through a hole. Brookeyes' first point of the ball game. She scored 4. She scored 4 the first time these two teams played. Hastings was ready to inbound the ball, but Brookeyes will have one more. Next one is up there. It's good. So Caleb Brookeyes hits a pair of free throws. That makes the score 27-19 now. 27-19. Hastings has got the ball. Here's Jackson across the midcourt stripe. Abby Jackson. Dribbling with the ball. Jackson sends over to Farmer. High left side. Farmer back out to Jackson. Top of the circle. Back to Chanel here on the left side. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Kicks it out. Samuelson for three. Shot rims off. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Dort on the hop. Skelhaus bringing it back the other way. Skelhaus to the near sideline. Brookeyes for three. Shot is up there. Off of the back iron. No good. Ball being tapped around. Williamson has got it. Williamson gets the ball ahead to Van Kirk. Van Kirk drives nice pass to Jackson, who blows the layup. Rebound comes down to Samuelson. Her follow shot no good, but she's fouling the play. Hastings led a 2-on-1 back the other way. Van Kirk and Jackson, but Abby misses the easy field goal. Holly Samuelson right there with the rebound. Now she's fouling the play, and Samuelson goes to the free throw line for two shots here. She was fouling the play by Emily Newman of Dort, her first. Shot from the free throw line by Samuelson is up there and in. Samuelson will have another one. She's an 83% foul shooter coming in here. 10 out of 12 from the free throw line. 5'9" junior out of Gretna, Nebraska. Hastings out on top by a score of 28-19 with 4 minutes and 31 seconds to play. Next one is up there. No good by Samuelson. Rebound is loose and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Dort ball. Last touch there by Farmer of Hastings. So Dort will play things in here in backcourt. Van Dyke will get things in to Jessica Jelsma, who's back into the ball game. Now to Van Dyke, races it into the offensive zone. Van Dyke gets it into the hands now of Jelsma. On the right side, here's Robin Blunt with the ball. Now to Van Dyke, to Jelsma. Lob pass goes inside to Cook, who leaves it down here on the baseline. A reverse layup is up there and in. Robin Blunt scoring. That's her first field goal of the ball game. It makes it 28-21. Hastings College with the lead. Here's Jackson with the ball out on top now. Holly Samuelson over on the wing on the left side. That's Farmer. Top of the key. Here's Jackson for three, and that one's in and out. No good. Rebound is loose. It's picked up by Blunt. Blunt has got it now for the Dort defenders. Gets it away here to Van Dyke, and she'll bring it up the floor here for the defenders in the offensive zone. Jessica Jelsma has got it now, picked up by Chanel Farmer. A pass over here on the wing is going to be Abby Chapman. Chapman spins on the baseline. Her shot is going to be up there good, but it won't count a traveling violation. A nice move down there, but it was a traveling violation called on Abby Chapman. So a turnover on Dort. That's going to be their fifth turnover here in the first half of play. Hastings with a 7-point lead, 28-21. Here's Jamie Van Kirk with the ball for the Broncos. Van Kirk, top of the key, looking to penetrate. Can't do it. Long pass back to the far sideline. Jackson has got it. Jackson beyond the arc. Comes across the top. That's Chanel Farmer. Back out to Jackson. On the right wing, Holly Samuelson. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Farmer's got it. Top of the key to Jackson. Long pass inside. Going to be deflected away from Williamson. And the ball is picked up by Van Dyke. That's going to be 8 turnovers now on Dort. And now Hastings loses the ball out of bounds. Van Kirk had it here right at the 10-second line and lost it out of bounds. So Dort will play things in. Van Kirk had a steal right in front of the scorer's table. They lost it out of bounds, and Dort will play things in. 3 minutes and 7 seconds to play here in the first half, 28-21. Hastings with the lead. There's Jessica Jelsma with it now. Jelsma comes to Chapman, lobs it inside. It's going to be over the head of everybody out of bounds, but they're going to say it was last touch by Hastings. Sarah Williamson was the last to touch it there for the Broncos, so Dort will play things in. Here comes Kim Cruz back into the ball game now. Going out will be Abby Chapman. Also checking in will be Skellhaus for the Dort defenders. And coming out is going to be Jessica Jelsma. 2 minutes and 59 seconds to play. Here in the first half, 28-21. Hastings up by 7 points. Bounce pass is intercepted. Off of the inbound, the ball is going to be intercepted here by Jackson. Gets the ball ahead. That's going to be Chanel Farmer. Now down in the corner with the ball there is going to be Holly Samuelson. Top of the key. Van Kirk holds it. Jamie Van Kirk brings it back to Samuelson. Bounce pass goes inside to Williamson. Williamson double team, comes back out to Samuelson. Now to Farmer, re-enters. They get it to Sarah Williamson. She loses control of the ball. The scramble is on. 2-3 players at the deck, and it's going to be taken out of there by Dort. 9 turnovers on Hastings. Here's Blunt back the other way. Blunt goes to Kim Cruz. She forces her way toward the goal, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Hastings. It's going to go on Jackson. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 8 on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line for Dort is going to be Kim Cruz. Cruz 87% again for the season. She is 2 out of 2 so far today. Here's the shot that's up there and in. Kim Cruz will have another one. Cruz has got 5 points in the ballgame. 28-22. Hastings College with the lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The rebound comes down to Jackson. Abby Jackson runs her back the other way for Hastings College. Jackson back into the offensive zone to Van Kirk for 3. Shot good. Jamie Van Kirk, another 3-pointer. She's now got 14 points here in the first half. Hastings with a 9-point lead, 31-22. Hastings jumped out to a 12-0 lead here in this one. Here today, they've never trailed so far in the ball game. There's a pass again. It's going to be deflected, but it's picked up on the far sideline. Van Dyke, here's her pass going to be intercepted. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball. Steps in front of Blunt coming back the other way. Van Kirk gets it now to Chanel Farmer out on top. Samuelson for 3. She buries that one. Holly Samuelson buries a 3 from the top of the key. She's got 4 points. And the Broncos are back out to a 12-point lead, 34-22. With a minute and 44 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's Van Dyke with the ball right at the top of the three-point circle. The Skull House for three. Shot won't go. And the rebound comes down to Samuelson. Ollie Samuelson gets it away now to Abby Jackson. Jackson brings it into the offensive zone. Right-handed dribble. Now she switches hands as she moves it to the left side of the floor. Here's Van Kirk with it. Now to Farmer on the right wing. Samuelson holds the ball there. Ollie Samuelson dribbles once out to Jackson. Top of the circle. Penetrates inside the free throw circle. Down in the corner again to Samuelson. Now to Jackson. To Van Kirk. She's going to dribble down the left side of the lane. Stops and pops. Her shot from 12 feet away is no good. Rebound comes down to Van Dyke. Van Dyke now to Skullhouse. Down the far sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Skullhouse. That's Van Dyke with the ball right at the top of the circle. Holds it. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Jamie Cook twisting and turning. Her shot is up there. It's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson. Samuelson has got the ball here for Hastings. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Jackson. Abby Jackson gets away from a defender. Abby still on the dribble. Brings it inside the three-point circle. Back outside to Samuelson. Her shot for three from the top of the circle is no good. Rebound comes down to Skullhouse for Dortz. Skullhouse brings it back in the offensive zone here. Jasmine Skullhouse. Picked up here by Farmer of Hastings College. There's a pass going to be deflected away again. The scramble is on. It's down on the floor, and a timeout's going to be called. On the floor with the ball down there for the defenders was Kim Cruz, and the timeout was called down here by the Dort coaching staff to save the possession. So we got a timeout, 20.5 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break. Hastings out on top. It's the Broncos 34 and the defenders 22.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. 20 seconds to play here in the first half. Dort trailing 34-22. There's a pass that's going to be deflected out of bounds there by Chanel Farmer. Actually, she stole the ball away there momentarily from Jasmine Skullhouse. It goes trickling over the sideline, so Dort will play things in now with 15 seconds to go here in the first half. Van Dyke plays things in, but his pass is going to be intercepted by Breckman, and she loses the ball to Skullhouse. She drives it for the hole, her shot no good. Chip try by Cook is up and in. Jamie Cook scoring there, makes it 34-24. Here's Breckman throwing up a long three at the buzzer. It's going to be no good, but we got a foul called. And Breckman will go to the free throw line, and she is fouled on the play. Throwing up the three-pointer out here. Now the officials going to discuss if this is going to be a three or a two. She was right at the top of the three-point arc. A foul is going to be called here. And now they're going to put some time back on the clock. It's going to be 0.6, and they're going to put up on the clock here. We're going to have some... The foul goes on Kim Cruz. That's going to be her first personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 4 on the defenders. So they're going to put some time back on the clock here. And standing at the free throw line, it's going to be Bruckman for Hastings, as she was fouled in the act of shooting. So 0.6 seconds is going to be put back on the clock here. Bruckman will have some free throws. Now we'll decide if it's going to be two free throws or three. She was right at the top of the arc here when she goes up for the shot. So 0.6 seconds will be left on the clock here. Bruckman will have some free throws. Hastings is out to a 10-point lead, 34-24. So Cammy Bruckman to the free throw line here for Hastings. She's got 3 points so far here in this first half. Bruckman eyes the bucket, and her shot is up there. The shot is going to be around the rim, falls off, no good. Bruckman is a 70% foul shooter on the season, but she misses the first one here. She'll get two shots. So Bruckman will have one more. Next one is up there. It's going to be off of the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Van Dyke, and that's going to be the end of the first half. So Cammy Bruckman misses a couple of free throws right at the end of the first half, and the first 20 minutes is in the books. Hastings College got to a 12-0 lead in this ball game today. And the Broncos are leading by 10 points now at halftime. It's Hastings College 34, Dort 24. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena this afternoon at halftime of the women's ball game, 34-24, Hastings College with a lead. The halftime show is brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carry out, walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. The Dort defenders went 5.5 minutes of the first half without scoring. It was the first 5.5 as Hastings College built a 12-0 lead. Dort finally got on the scoreboard at the 15:30 mark to make it a 12-2 ball game. Hastings College led by 11 points at 14-3, but that's when Dort snuck back into the ballgame. They had it chopped down to 1 point at one time as they outscored Hastings 12-2 during a segment there in the first half. Got it down to 1 point at 16-15 with 7 minutes and 34 seconds to play. Hastings coming back with a couple of three-pointers on a couple of possessions. Got it to a 27-17 lead, led by the score of 34-22. And right now the lead is at 10 points at halftime. It's Hastings College 34 and Dort 24. Checking the numbers in the first half, Dort is shooting 30% from the field. They are 7 out of 23 for 30.4%. Hastings College 13 out of 29 for 44.8%. On three-pointers, Dort is 2 out of 5 for 40%. Hastings College 7 out of 14 for 50%. On free throws, Dort is 8 out of 10 for 80%. Hastings College is only 1 out of 4 free throws, 25% in the first half. Dort is out-rebounding Hastings 18-17. Each team with 3 offensive rebounds today. Dort has got 10 turnovers in the ballgame. Hastings College has been nabbed for 9 turnovers themselves. Dort has got 1 block shot and 4 steals. Hastings with 2 block shots and 6 steals. The leading rebounder for the Dort defenders so far in this ball game has been Kara Van Dyke. She has got 5 rebounds, and the leading rebounder for Hastings College through the first 20 minutes has been Sierra Williamson. Williamson with 4 rebounds here in the first half of play. So Hastings College has got the lead, 34-24 over the Dort defenders. Scoring in the first half for Hastings, they're being led so far by Jamie Van Kirk. She has got 14 points in the ballgame. Van Kirk has already nailed 4 three-pointers in the ballgame, so she's got 4 of the 7 threes thrown up here by the Broncos in the first half. Van Kirk with 14. She's the only player in double figures right now. Holly Samuelson, she's hit a 3, and she's 1 out of 2 from the free-throw line. She's got 4 points. Laurel's winner, she's got 2 field goals from close range at 4 points. Cammie Bruckman, she's hit a 3 pointer in the ball game, and she's 0 for 2 from the free throw line, so she's got 3 total here at halftime. Alex Edwards has nailed a 3 pointer. She's got 3 points here at the break, and scoring 2 is Sierra Williamson on a field goal. Frankie Peterson in a field goal for two. And also Chanel Farmer, a field goal for 2 points. For the Dort defenders, they're being led thus far by Jamie Cook and also Jasmine Skullhouse. Skullhouse has nailed a couple of three-pointers for 6 points. Jamie Cook, she's got two field goals, and she's 2 out of 2 from the free throw line for her 6. Kim Cruz has got 5 points. She's got a field goal, and she is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Scoring 2 points in the first half was Kara Van Dyke. Robin Blunt has also got 2 points. Kayla Brookeyes with 2. And then Abby Chapman, she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. Again, the Hastings College women out on top of the Dort defenders here at halftime by a score of 34-24. Now stay tuned. We've got Tyson Evrani coming up next with Hastings College Spotlight. Second half just minutes away. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHIS.
I grew up in a small town about 30 miles from here. When I was in high school, my best friend's little sister developed cancer. I think she was just about ready to turn 14 when she passed away. I remember it was Good Friday, Easter week, and that was just tragic. It really was a life-changing experience for me. And I think that's what actually made me go into nursing. She was like family to me, so I want all my patients to be treated like they're my family. I think that's very important to have that connection. I'll cry with my patients. I'll pray with my patients. I'll do whatever I need to. They're expecting me to be there for them and help them through that crisis. It inspires me to keep doing what I do every day. I know I've made a difference in their life. I'm Chandra Muskie, nurse manager at the Morrison Cancer Center. I can't imagine working anywhere else.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronick for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Evronik with you at Hastings College Spotlight. We span the campus and look for activities and events that are going on. And one of the activities, one of the sports that is currently in season, Hastings College Bowling. Joining us, the head coach of the Hastings College Bowling team, Ron Hergett, on the line with us. Coach, we appreciate the time.
No problem. I appreciate you calling.
Coach, let's talk maybe just a little bit about Hastings College Bowling. For some of our listeners, this will maybe be an introduction to the sport of bowling, and talk maybe a little bit. I understand that the season so far has gone really well for your Broncos.
Yes, it has actually. It's a brand new sport at the college. Bowling in the NAIA level is actually classified as an emerging sport, which means that the NAIA doesn't officially recognize it yet. We do crown a national champion, but it's not recognized by the NAIA as a national champion. I assume with the amount of interest in schools that have been added in the last couple years that it will be classified as a championship sport, probably if not this year, then probably next year. As far as the season so far, we've been actually doing very, very well for a first-year program. I was very fortunate that we had a fantastic recruiting year and brought in some very talented men and women that have performed admirably for a first-year program.
Let's kind of take a look at the schedule, the upcoming schedule here for the Hastings College bowling team as far as how long the season goes on and what you have up coming up.
Well, the season is actually a very lengthy season. We started practice in September. Had I wanted to, I could have actually started scheduling tournaments in September. I started scheduling tournaments in October, the second weekend of October. We had a tournament down at Wichita, and the season runs until the end of March. So I do kind of break things up. I did not schedule any tournaments in January during J-term break or during J-term here on campus to kind of give the kids a little bit of a break. We actually have a tournament this tomorrow, this Saturday and Sunday out here at Pastime Lanes. We have a number of teams that are coming. Newman is ranked very high in the country. Midland is ranked very high in the country. UNL is actually coming to the tournament tomorrow. So I have like 8 or 9 men's teams, and then there's 4 or 5 ladies' teams that are coming for the tournament tomorrow. And after that, we're going to Indianapolis. The largest tournament in the country is in Indianapolis, and that's February 14th, 15th, and 16th. There will actually be 64 women's teams there, so that's going to be a lot of fun. We just got back in right before Christmas. We attended the second largest tournament in the country is in Las Vegas, and we actually attended 2 tournaments in Las Vegas. And both the men's and the women's teams did very well. The ladies finished 11th, and the men's teams finished 18th. And there was a lot of competition down there. So the kids bowled really well. Currently, right now, we're actually bowling about 1,200 pins better than we were back in October. Mm-hmm. So typically you score 6 games, and those pin averages are then carried over to the next day. But right now our pin averages were up about 1,200 pins from where we were competing back in September. So there's been a lot of improvement.
Once again, Ron Hergett, the Hastings College head bowling coach, joining us here on the Hastings College Spotlight, talking about the emerging sport at the NAIA level. And let's talk maybe a little bit about the sport in specifics, especially here locally in Hastings. Ron, it's no secret the Hastings High bowling teams and St. Cecilia and Adams Central, for that matter, bowling here at the high school level in Hastings has increased dramatically in popularity. And you look at the Hastings High boys side of things, winning the district championship just this past weekend. That, as far as recruiting is concerned, you got a lot of local talent pool to pick from right here in Hastings.
Yes, Butch Hogan does a tremendous job with the men's program at Hastings High, and Butch helps me here at the college. Just without Butch, this program would not be where it is. Butch has done a fantastic job of helping me up here with the college, and I've actually recruited a couple of the local kids. Wyatt Davis is going to bowl for me next year on the men's side, and Michaela is going to bowl with me on the ladies' side. Michaela Novak, who actually resides in Aurora but goes bowls for Hastings High, she's going to bowl for me on the ladies' side. So yeah, it's nice to have the local kids that are interested in bowling right here in Hastings.
Now, you mentioned at the top of the broadcast that this is an emerging sport at the NAIA level. Any sort of indication as far as a timetable for the NAIA to officially sanction this as a sport?
Well, when they're going to officially notify us that it's a championship sport, you have to have 50 teams that have competed in bowling for over a year. And that is the case right now. There's actually more than 50 teams that have competed this past year. So I'd be shocked if the NAIA does not recognize bowling. If not at the end of this year, then next year for sure.
Ron Hargett once again joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight here on the program. We appreciate the time, Ron, and the information. And new emerging sport and in its first year over at Hastings College. Ron Hargett joining us once again on the Hastings College Spotlight. Ron, appreciate the time.
Thank you very much.
And we'll get back to the second half of the Hastings College basketball game right after this.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
The bowling is out for 3 good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a 3 and he hits the 3.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Broncos have the lead here at halftime. The score is 34-24. Hastings to the lead. Dort will have the opening possession of this second half. They'll shoot to our basket to our left. So Hastings will be back in their man-to-man defense. There's a Brookeyes with the ball. Brookeyes moves it to the top of the key. That's Kim Cruz. Bounce pass goes inside to Cook. Cook drives it toward the baseline. The ball poked away, but Cruz stays after it. Goes on the far sideline now to Van Dyke. Top of the key to Brookeyes. Now to Jamie Cook. Watches up a three. Your shot's going to be up there. It's going to be an air ball out of bounds. Hastings College will play things in. Hastings got into a 12-0 lead here in the ball game today. Dort came back to pull within one at 16-15 with 7:34 to play in the first half. But Hastings, again, lengthening out their lead. They've got a 10-point advantage here to begin the second half. There's Wiener with the ball. They get it to Frankie Peterson on the wing, or re-enter pass. It's going to be kicked out of bounds. And Hastings will play things in underneath their own basket here. Abby Jackson will play things in for Hastings. Gets it down in the corner to Cammie Breckman. Drives the ball toward the goal. Her left-handed shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes out of Cook. Jamie Cook has got the ball here for Dort. She dribbles out of there with that heavily bandaged right hand. She's using it now to bring it into the offensive zone. There's Van Dyke with the ball, and she throws the basketball away. Down in the corner, Brookeyes was cutting toward the basket. Van Dyke threw it toward the corner of the floor here, and it goes down of bounds. Dort turns the ball over for the 10th time here in the ball game. So Hastings College comes back with the basketball now, still leading by 10 points at 34-24. And the same thing happens on the other end. Abby Jackson had the ball at the top of the key. Frankie Peterson was driving toward the goal, and Abby threw it down in the corner, and nobody home. So Hastings turns the ball right back to the Dort defenders. That's the 11th turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. So it's now Dort with the ball driving for the hole. It's going to be Skellhouse, and the shot is up there and in. Desmond Skellhouse scoring there. She's now got 8 points in the ball game for Dort, and the defenders are back to within 8 points now at 34-26. There's Zwiener with the ball on the wing on the left side. Zwiener looking, finally gets it away to Cammie Breckman. Drives the ball toward the goal. A shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls off. No good. Rebound comes out to Jamie Cook. Down to Skellhouse here in backcourt. Jasmine Skellhouse into the offensive zone there against Jackson. Skellhouse goes to Jamie Cook. Cook now to Kim Cruz. The Van Dyke, top of the key. That's Kayla Brookeyes with the ball. Entry pass to get it inside again to Cook as he drives it toward the goal against Winter. Shots up and in. Jamie Cook scoring there. She's got 8 points in the ball game, and the Broncos have a 6-point lead, 34-28 with 17:47 to play in the ball game. Inside, they get it here to Zwiener. She's double-teamed, and a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on the defenders. It's going to go on Jamie Cook. That's going to be her first halftime score in. Midland is out on top of Northwestern at the break in women's college basketball, 50-49. Midland 50, Northwestern 49. The Broncos and Northwestern currently tied for first place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. A three-pointer put up there, no good. Breckman tries for the rebound. She is knocked down on the play. No foul called. It's going to be picked up here by Kim Cruz. Kim Cruz runs the other way. Down the lane, kicks it out here to Van Dyke on the baseline. Her shot, no good. Ball is lost out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. 34-28. Hastings College with a lead. Here comes Sierra Williamson back into the ball game now. Zwiener will take a seat. These two teams played in Sioux Center just a few weeks ago. And Hastings beat Dort by a score of 88-67. Kind of a different ball game here today. In the second half, 34-28. Hastings with a lead. There's a bounce pass in the way. It's going to be intercepted. And now we got it going out of bounds on the far sideline. So Hastings will maintain control. Ball was intercepted there by Cruz, but she couldn't keep it under control. It went out of bounds. Hastings will play things in down in the corner. 17:08 to play. Hastings 34, Dort 28. Abby Jackson will play things in. This is Van Kirk with the ball. Jamie Van Kirk around the screen from Williamson. Moves it to the wing on the right side, down to Edwards. Bounce pass goes inside to Breckman. A shot no good. Rebound comes down to Van Dyke of Dort. Van Dyke gets it away down to Skullhouse. Here come the defenders dressed in their black and gold uniforms here this afternoon. Van Dyke has got the ball between the rings. Goes over here to Brookeye. She tries to drive it against Bruckman. She's cut off there. Comes out to Jamie Cook. Now to Skullhouse. 13 on the shot clock. Three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It's going to be saved here by Edwards. And now a foul is going to be called here in backcourt. It's going to go on Jamie Cook. That's going to be your second personal foul. So two fouls now on Cook. That's going to be team foul number two on Dort here in the second half. Farmer comes into the ballgame now for Hastings College, replacing Jackson. So Chanel Farmer now in the ballgame. 16:34 to play. Hastings 34 and Dort 28. Here comes Jamie Van Kirk back with the ball. Picked up by Brookeyes. Right side of the wing. That's going to be Bruckman. Leaves it down low on the baseline. That's going to be Edwards spinning. And we got a whistle and we got a traveling violation. Traveling violation here on Alex Edwards. That's going to be turnover number 12 on Hastings. And I think Curry wants to call a timeout. Yeah, Hastings wants to call a timeout here. 16 minutes and 20 seconds to play in the ballgame. It's now Dort 34, Hastings 28.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning Healthcare, proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Sports for the 2013-2014 season. Well, you take away the first 5 minutes of the ballgame when Hastings got to a 12-0 lead. Hastings has not played very well in this ballgame today, although they continue to lead the Dort defenders by the score of 34-28. We're in the second half, about 3.5 minutes gone already. They're in the second half of play, and Hastings struggling offensively. 34 points on the scoreboard. Hastings averaging 78.4 on the season, but having a tough time putting the ball in the hole here this afternoon. So Van Dyke will inbound the ball here for Dort. She will get things into Jonesma, who's back into the ball game. Now to Van Dyke again. She trots it across the midcourt stripe. Dort down by 6 points here in the second half of play. Here's Brookeyes with the ball behind his screen. Brookeyes moves it to the right sideline, stops there. Brookeyes, 200 pass, comes out here to Jelsma. Jelsma, out of Van Dyke, top of the three-point circle. Just to the right of the key. There's a pass inside to Cook. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Edwards. Alex Edwards has got the ball for Hastings. Running back the other way with a right-handed dribble into the offensive zone herself. Alex Edwards hands it away. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk on the dribble, sends it inside to Williamson. Spins, puts up a shot, no good, but she's hacked on the arm. And a foul here is going to be called on Jamie Cook. So three fouls now on Jamie Cook. That's going to be team foul number three on the defenders here in the second half of play. Going to the free throw line will be Sierra Williamson for Hastings. Williamson's shot is up there. It's going to be no good. This is a free throw. Williamson is a 59% foul shooter. Here comes Michael Holst into the ball game now for Dort, replacing Jamie Cook. So Holst into the ball game now for the Dort defenders. Second one is going to be up there and in by Sierra Williamson. So she hits 1 out of 2. Holst is 6'3" and a sophomore from Byron Center, Minnesota. 35-28 to score. Here's Jelsma. Her shot from short range is going to be no good. The ball tapped around. It's picked up here by Breckman. Cammy has got it for Hastings College. Breckman goes to Van Kirk. Long pass ahead. Edwards down in the corner. Here's Farmer on the wing. To Van Kirk. Entry pass to Williamson. To Farmer. Edwards. Farmer back inside to Williamson. Shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. No good. Rebound comes down to Breckman. She dribbles out of here to the near sideline. And now we've got a technical foul called on Kerry Hofstetter. A technical foul has been called on the Hastings bench and head coach Kerry Hofstetter. So now going to the free throw line, we've got Kara Van Dyke at the other end. Van Dyke puts up a shot. It's going to be good. Kara Van Dyke now with 3 points in the ball game. She's the fifth best free throw shooter in the conference at 81%. Van Dyke, second one is up there. It's good. So 2 points there by Kara Van Dyke. Technical foul is called on Carrie Hofstetter here on the near sideline. The officials didn't like something here. And now it's going to be Hastings playing the ball in down here on the near sideline. Farmer's got the ball. So that makes the score 35-30 now in favor of Hastings in the second half with 15 minutes to play. Here's Edwards with the ball, drives the baseline, can't go up for the shot. Now to Van Kirk. She takes it in the hole, shot somebody up there, and she fouled in the play. Van Kirk took it from the wing on the left side, and a girl on a mission took it right to the hole there. Personal foul is called, and Abby Chapman, that's going to be her first. Van Kirk goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Jamie's got 16 points in the ballgame. She's got 16 out of the 37 that Hastings has scored here. And shot from the free throw line is going to be off the left side, no good. The rebound comes down to Michael Holst for the Dort defenders. So it's 37-30. Hastings with a 7-point lead. 5 minutes gone here in the second half. Chapman has got the ball. There's a pass down low. Michael Holst grabs it, kicks it back out in the corner. Chapman has got it. Baseline jumper is up there, no good. Rebound loose, and we got a foul called. Alex Edwards trying to grab the ball, but I think she was checked from behind, and the foul is going to be called here on the Dort defenders. It's going to go on Gelsman. That's going to be her second. So Jessica Gelsma, now with 2 personal fouls, going to be team foul number 5 on the defenders. Hastings got only 1 team foul here in the second half. 37-30 to score. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Here's Chanel Farmer with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Comes out to Breckman, now to Van Kirk. Van Kirk holds it down in the corner. Edwards. Edwards dribbles once, moves to her right. Comes out to Van Kirk again out here in 3-point territory. Back down in the corner to Edwards. Fakes the 3, sends it inside to Williamson. She spins, takes it to the hole and scores. Sierra Williamson takes it to the hole and scores. She's now got 5 points in the ballgame. Hastings back out to a 9-point lead at 39-30. Here's Van Dyke with the ball, now to Jessica Gelsma. Gelsma hands away to Blunt. She dribbles to the top of the key, goes over to Van Dyke, right side of the circle. Now to Gelsma again, top of the circle. Over here on the left side, that's going to be Robin Blunt. Dribbles once, comes out here to Kim Cruz, now to Blunt again. Dribble penetration, stops. Comes out here to Gelsman, takes it off, drives it to the hole. Her shot no good. Rebound is picked up on the hop here by Van Kirk of Hastings. Jamie Van Kirk leads the break the other way. Takes it all the way to the basket. Her shot good. Finds a little seam in the defense and takes it right to the hole. Van Kirk now with 18. And we got a timeout Dort as Hastings has opened up an 11-point lead again. Broncos have an 11-point lead. We've got a timeout, 13 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings 41, Dort 30.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS. Northwestern has now grabbed the lead over Midland in women's college basketball. Up in Fremont, it's Northwestern 65 and Midland 54. They've got 15 minutes and 11 seconds to play. In that ball game, Midland had a halftime lead of 50-49 over Northwestern. The Red Raiders have come back to grab the lead now in the second half. Both Northwestern and Hastings tied for the top spot now in the Great Plains Athletic Conference with 7 games to play in the regular season. Those two teams actually meet on the final game of the regular season. Could be for the conference championship in Orange City. Hastings with an 11-point lead here. 41-30 is the score. We're under 14 minutes to go now in this ball game. There's Kim Cruz with the ball in the wing. Kim Cruz dribbles with it over here. Cruz drives it. Now dishes off to Cook, who's back into the ball game. Her layup is going to be up there. No good. The ball swatted out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. Cook was the last to touch it. The Dort coaching staff wanted a foul call in there. They didn't get their wish. So it's 41-30. Hastings with an 11-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Here comes Van Kirk with it now. Jamie Van Kirk comes over to Chelsea Morton, who's into the ball game. Morton comes out to Farmer. Entry pass to get it inside to Williamson. She's trapped in the lane. Comes back out to Farmer. Top of the key. Sends it over there on the left side. That's Alex Edwards. Alex Edwards in trouble. Finally gets it away. Here's Morton. She drives the ball toward the goal. Down at the baseline. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Blocked out of bounds there by Blunt. And Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 41-30. Hastings with an 11-point lead with 12 minutes and 45 seconds to play here in this one. Bomber has got the ball for Hastings. She will trigger things in. Chanel looking. Gets it in now to Williamson. Wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Sierra Williamson having a good ball game today. Williamson has got 7 points in the ball game. It's now 43-30. Hastings has built a 13-point lead now. Dort has got the ball. There's Kim Cruz, not a Blunt. Free throw line extended right side. Entry pass to get it into Cook. She wheels in the lane. Her shot is up there and in. That's a nice post play here today. Jamie Cook scores. She's now got 10 points for Dort. 43-30. Hastings, or 43-32 it should be. Hastings with an 11-point lead. Here's Williamson. Her shot is going to be up there. No good, but a traveling violation on Williamson. Turnover number 13 on Hastings. Here comes Frankie Peterson into the ball game now. Edwards will check out. Zwiener back into the ball game now, and Sierra Williamson will come to the bench. 12-11 to play. Women's college basketball this afternoon here on 1230 KHAS. The Broncos have the lead over Dort, 43-32. Here comes Skellhouse with the ball now. Jasmine Skellhouse for the Dort defenders. Comes out here to Kim Cruz. Entry pass to get it inside to Cook, who goes down to the baseline, and a driving layup is up there and in. Give the bucket there to Emily Newman, who's back into the ball game. Newman scores. That makes it 43-34. Dort not going away. They've got a 9-point deficit to make up here. Hastings with the lead. There's Zwiener with the ball. Zwiener spins toward the baseline. Puts up a shot. No good. Gets a rebound. Follow shot. Good. Zwiener now with 6 points in the ball game. It's 45-34. Hastings with an 11-point lead. Here's Kim Cruz. She drives the ball. Kicks it back down in the corner. That's Brooke Eyes with the ball. Now to Cook. The Skellhouse for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Newman. Emily Newman with the ball. She sizes up the three, takes the three, and misses. And the rebound comes down here to Chelsea Morton running the far sideline. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Morton down to Van Kirk. Free throw line. She sends it down low. There's a shot there by Zwiener. No good. Morton had the rebound. She lost it out of bounds. And it's a Dort ball. Here comes Abby Jackson into the ball game now for Hastings College, replacing Van Kirk. 45-34. Hastings with an 11-point lead. 11 minutes and 3 seconds to play here in this one. We got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHIS, a matchup of number 5 Dort and number 13 Hastings College for the top spot in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. There's a 3-pointer put up there and in by Brookeyes. Kayla Brookeyes throws down a 3. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Dort is back to within 8 points again, 45-37. Hastings with the ball. Peterson comes over here to Chelsea Morton on the wing. Chelsea Morton goes over in the left wing now. That's going to be Frankie Peterson. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. She wheels in the lane again. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to the Dort defenders. That's Van Dyke with the ball to the near sideline to Jamie Cook. She drives the ball down the lane to the goal. She goes. Her shot's good, and she's fouling the play. Jamie Cook scoring there for Dort. She has now got 12 points in the ball game, and the personal foul is going to be whistled here on Zwiener of Hastings. That's going to be her second. So Jamie Cook goes in the free throw line now for Dort. She's got 12 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 6-point lead, 45-39. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in. Boy, Hastings having a tough time putting the defenders down here today, 45-40. Dort, a team that is 11-12 in the season, 4-10 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and they're giving Hastings everything they want here today. 45-40 is the score. Hastings with a 5-point lead. Broncos have led this baby from the opening tap, though. They scored their first 12 points of the ball game. There's an entry pass that will be swatted away from Zwiener out of bounds. Hastings will play things in underneath their own basket to the left side. Abby Jackson will play things in for the Broncos. Lobs it out here to Breckman at the elbow. Right side of the lane. Hands it away. That's going to be Farmer with the ball. Now to Jackson to Cammie Breckman. 25 feet away from the goal. Drives it down the right side of the lane. Kicks it here to the elbow. Right side. Zwiener throws up a shot. No good. Rebound Breckman, and she signed up on the play. Cammy Bruckman got the offensive board, but she was tied up there by Brookeyes. Hastings will maintain control on the alternating jump. Broncos will play things in. That's Abby Jackson to trigger things in. Jackson gets it down in the corner to Bruckman. Now inside again to Zwiener. Hands it away. Bruckman, her shot from 12 is good. Cammy Bruckman scoring from 12 feet away. She's now got 5 points in the ball game. The Broncos have a 7-point lead. Hastings 47, Dort 40. There's a Jasmine Skellhouse with the ball picked up by Farmer. Farmer picks her pocket. She's got the steal. Chanel Farmer pulls up now as she waits for everybody else to get back in the offensive zone. There's a pass inside. A shot is up there and good by Cammy Bruckman, and she's fouling the play. No, the shot did not go down, so Bruckman will have two. Rolls out of there. Bruckman to the free throw line here for Hastings. Personal foul is whistled on Kim Cruz. That's going to be her second. Bruckman to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He's now 0 for 3 on free throws today. He's a 70% foul shooter in the season, and she's 0 for 3 today. She'll have one more. The score is 47 to 40. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Here comes the next one by Bruckman. It's in the air. That one is good. But Bruckman now is 6th in the ball game. The Hastings lead is 8 at 48 to 40. Down the right sideline is going to be Jasmine Skellhaus. Brings it back to the center of the floor. Now drives it toward the goal, and a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Zwiener. Laurel Zwiener picks up her third personal foul there for Hastings College.
Foul
is going to go on Farmer. Chanel Farmer picks up the personal foul. It's going to be his first. Her first. So Zwiener's still got two. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be up there and in by Jasmine Skellhaus. She's now got 9 points in the ball game. She did not score in the first meeting between these two teams. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball is picked up here by Frankie Peterson down the right sideline. So it's 48-41. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Here's Bruckman. Drives the ball toward the goal. Her shot is up there off of the window and scores. Bruckman scores for Hastings. She's got 8 points in the ball game. It's 50-41. Hastings with a 9-point lead with just over 9 minutes to go in this contest. Here's Jamie Cook with the ball at the top of the key. Cook sends it over in the far sideline. Long three-pointer by Brookeyes. No good. Rebound Cook in the lane. Goes back up. Shoots and scores. Jamie Cook scoring there for Dortch. He's got 15 in the game. 50-43. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Here comes Abby Jackson. Jackson crosses the 10-second line. Bounce pass on the wing. Bruckman takes a three. Shot is up there. It's way off of the mark. Rebounded. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Dort ball. Frankie Peterson trying to save it from going out of bounds, but couldn't get there. Zwiener checks out. Here comes Sierra Williamson back into the ball game. 8 minutes and 38 seconds to go. Hastings 50, Dort 43. Women's college basketball action here this afternoon. Emily Newman with the ball. Out of Van Dyke, the Skellhaus. She'll bring it in the offensive zone here. Right across the big red H in the center of the floor here at the Osborne Sports Complex. And now they throw the basketball away. They throw the ball away down there in the corner again. That's going to be 11 turnovers on the Dort defenders. Holly Samuelson comes in. Here comes Alex Edwards in. Peterson and Bruckman come to the bench. Also coming in is going to be Van Kirk. She'll check in for Farmer. 8:26 remaining here in the second half. Hastings College out on top of Dort by a score of 50-43. Abby Jackson has got it here on the wing. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball. Edwards, top of the circle, lobs it inside now to Sierra Williamson. Down in the corner to Samuelson. Edwards, two-handed pass, back out to the top of the key. Jackson has got it. Now to Samuelson from the elbow. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Van Kirk. Her shot, no good. Rebound Jamie Cook. For the Dort defenders, so Dort's got the ball, trailing by 7 points here. 8 minutes to go in the ball game. Brookeyes drives into the hole and scores. Kayla Brookeyes scores here for Dort. She's got 7 points. And the defenders are back to within 5, 50-45 with 7 minutes and 47 seconds to play here in the contest. Inside, here's Williamson. She is double-teamed. Contact made. Foul called. Sierra Williamson knocked down in the play by Kara Van Dyke. The first foul on Van Dyke. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the defenders. So this will be a 1-1 situation. Sierra Williamson will go to the free throw line. Hastings holding on here this afternoon, 50-45 against the Dort defenders. Williamson to the line. His shot is up there, and it's going to be around the rim. Falls off of the right side. No good. She won't get her bonus, and the rebound comes down here to Van Dyke. So it's 50-45. Dort is within 5 points of Hastings. There's Skellhaus with the ball. Stomps on the elbow, gets it out of Van Dyke, now to Cook, down the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be too strong. It rattles out of there, and the rebound comes out of Edwards. Edwards gets the ball to Jackson into the forecourt now to Van Kirk. She drives it toward the goal, throws up a shot, no good, but she draws the personal foul. It's going to go on Kayla Brookeyes. That's going to be her first. And that's going to send Van Kirk to the free throw line. 7:19 to play. Hastings 50, Dort 45. Broncos led at halftime by 10, 34-24. Shot from the free throw line by Van Kirk is good. Jamie Van Kirk now 19 points in the ball game. She has one out of two from the free throw line. 51-45, Hastings with the lead. There's the next shot by Van Kirk. That one is good. So Jimmy hits a pair of free throws to give Hastings a little breathing room here. 52-45 is the score now. Pressure in backcourt by Samuelson. Van Dyke dribbling the ball, gets it to the 10-second line. Now we got a timeout called. Van Dyke was double-teamed here on the near sideline right at the 10-second line. And the timeout is called here. 7 minutes and 9 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 52, Dort 45.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low E-glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Ah.
Get all your Anderson Window and Door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein.
1230 KHAS.
Midland has come back on Northwestern. They've got 6 minutes and 39 seconds to play in their game in Fremont today. It's now Northwestern 75 and Midland 69. So the Warriors are trailing this by 6 points to Northwestern. They are late in their ball game. There's a turnover on Dort as we come back to action here. Dort turns it away. That's going to be turnover number 12 on the defenders. Here's Van Kirk now for Hastings. A little short baseline jumper is up there. No good. Edwards had the rebound. She fell down. The ball comes out here. Van Kirk for three. Her shot is up there and in. Van Kirk gets the roll. Goes straight up in the air and down to the hole. Van Kirk now with 23 in the ball game. Hastings with a 10-point lead again. Hastings has scored the last 5 points in the ball game. It's 55-45. Dort has got the ball. Here's Cook for three from the top of the circle. Her shot's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Edwards. She's hit on the play and a foul called. That's Brooke Eyes who picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her second. So that's going to be team foul number 9 on Dort. We'll walk to the other end now and have some free throws at this end. End of the ball game now for Dort is going to be Kim Cruz. Going on is going to be Emily Newman. So Alex Edwards goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. She's a 66% foul shooter on the season. She is 12 out of 18. Edwards to the free throw line. Her shot is up there. Rattles out. No good. Rebound comes down to Cook. So a 10-point lead for Hastings at 55-45. 6:16 to play as Dort brings the ball into the forecourt now. That's going to be Kim Cruz. Gets it out here to Cook. Jamie Cook comes back over to Cruz on the wing. Bounce pass inside and a holding foul on Hastings. Two to the whistle trying to hold Kara Van Dyke out of there. Personal foul is going to be called on Alex Edwards. That's going to be her second. Team foul number 4 on the Broncos. Non-shooting situation, so Dort will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own hoop. That's going to be Kim Cruz to trigger things in. She does. Out here in three-point territory to Caleb Brickeyes. Brickeyes double team, now to Cook. Cook moves up to the top of the circle now to Kim Cruz. Brings it back to Cook. Bombs the ball inside to Van Dyke. Her shot is up and in. Kara Van Dyke scoring there for Dort. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. Dort back to within 8 points again. 55-47 with 5:47 to play. Here's Van Kirk. She drives the ball to the basket. Big collision. A foul is going to be called. A blocking foul on Dort. As Van Kirk goes tumbling down underneath the Hastings basket. I was going to call. He called on Kara Van Dyke. That's going to be her second. So team foul number 10 on Dort. This will be a two-shot foul anyway as Van Kirk was in the active shooting here. Jamie puts it up there and the shot is good. Money in the bank. Jamie Van Kirk nails another free throw. She is now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line today. Jamie has got 24 points in the ball game here for Hastings College. 56-47 is the score. Next shot is up there. It's good. So it's now 57-47 again. A 10-point lead for the Broncos. Here's Kim Cruz back with the basketball now for Dort. Gets it out here to Skellhouse. Hastings stays with a man-to-man defense. Jackson out on her. Now we got a foul call. It's going to go on Van Dyke. Come up and set a screen. And it was an illegal screen by Van Dyke. That's going to be her third foul. Actually, a turnover on Dort, their 13th of the ball game. It's a 10-point lead, 57-47. Hastings out on top. Broncos have the ball. Abby Jackson goes down in the corner. Van Kirk for three. Shot is up there. It's off of the front iron. No good. Rebound chased down. Williamson grabs it. Sierra Williamson keeps it alive here for Hastings. Down to Jackson. Jackson to Samuelson. Bounce pass. There's a Williamson with the ball. Back down in the corner, Edwards drives it inside the three-point circle. Can't put up a shot. Williamson now at the top of the key. Now to Abby Jackson. Sends it inside. Van Kirk spins toward the baseline. His shot is up there. No good. Rebound Williamson. Following shot good. Sierra Williamson now with 9 points in the basketball game. 59-47. Hastings back out to a 12-point lead here. Under 5 minutes to go here in this contest. Jackson nearly had a steal. They get it back outside to Brookeyes for three. Shot good. Kayla Brookeyes hitting on a three-pointer. It's her second tray of the ball game. She's now got 10 points. Back the other way is Samuelson. She drives, shoots, and scores. Holly Samuelson now with a two-pointer to go along with her three in the first half and her free throw. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings again leading by 11. 61-50. Hastings has got the lead now with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play in this contest. Brookeyes down low. That's an easy shot there by Kara Van Dyke. She had the inside position. They got her the ball and was not contested there by the Broncos. That is 8 points now for Kara Van Dyke, and we got a timeout called here. 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the ballgame. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 61, Dort 52.
To some, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Baranol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, division of Pro Team Design.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the basketball game. Hastings is out on top of the Dort defenders, 61-52. In a last check, 6:39 to play up in Fremont. It was Northwestern out on top of Midland. The score is 75-69. Of course, Northwestern, the team that is actually tied for Hastings for the top spot in the conference. They're out on top right now over the Midland University Warriors. Other games, Concordia is playing at Mount Marty today, Dakota Wesleyan at Doan. Morningside is at Nebraska Wesleyan. So we're approaching the four-minute mark. Hastings with a nine-point lead. Just playing well enough to stay ahead. They've led this baby from the opening tap, got out to a 12-0 lead in this ball game tonight. Dort's made a couple of nice runs at Hastings, but unable to overcome the Hastings College Broncos here this afternoon. Hastings with the ball. Here's Van Kirk inside the free throw circle. Hands away to Breckman. Drives it down the left side of the lane. Her left-handed shot is up there. No good. Breckman gets her own rebound. Foul shot is up there. That one won't go. Rebound is loose again. It's picked up here by the Dort defenders. That's Jalsma with the ball. Jessica Jalsma runs her back the other way. Feeds to the near sideline where the ball is. Newman drives it to the hole. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Williamson of Hastings. Allen pass goes to the far sideline. Here come the Broncos. That's Frankie Peterson on the attack. Peterson will hold up now. We're at the top of the three-point circle. Gets it into the hands of Breckman. 3.5 minutes to play. Hastings with a 61-52 lead over the Dort defenders in women's college basketball. Here's Van Kirk with her back to the basket. At the free throw line goes to Breckman. Inside now to Williamson. Kicks it out here to Frankie Peterson. Back out to the elbow. A shot by Williamson is no good. Long rebound going to be grabbed here by Newman for the Dort defenders. Newman gets the ball to Brookeyes. Now to Van Dyke into the forecourt. Van Dyke right at the top of the three-point circle. Van Dyke at the free throw line. Puts it up there and scores. Kara Van Dyke scoring there for Dort. She's now got 10 points in the ball game. The defenders back to within 7. 2 minutes and 47 seconds to play now. 61-54. Dort down by 7. Hastings has got the ball. Abby Jackson stops at the free throw line. Goes to Peterson on the wing. Frankie bounce pass out here to Sierra Williamson. Top of the circle. Out of Van Kirk. Dribbles once to Jackson on the baseline. Drives. Her pass deflected. Picked up on the far sideline. Out of Peterson. Moves to her left on the dribble. Fires up a baseline jumper up there. No good. And a rebound comes down here to Jessica Jelsma. Jelsma left-handed dribble back the other way. Hits the ball ahead to Newman. Now to Jelsma on the wing. Drives it. Back down in the corner to Newman. Back out of the wing. Here's Brookeyes with the ball. Sends it across the top to Van Dyke. Entry pass. They get it inside. A shot up there. No good by Holson. A foul called. So now Michael Holst will go to the free throw line. The personal foul is whistled on Peterson of Hastings. That's the third foul on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be team foul number five in the Broncos, but this will be a shooting foul. Holst to the free throw line for Dort. Shot is up there. No good. She'll get one more. Here comes Laurel Zwinner back into the ball game now. Sarah Williamson will check out. Skullhouse coming back in for the Dort defenders. Going out will be Emily Newman. 2:08 to play in the second half. Hastings leading 61-54. Next shot is up there. It is good. Michael Holst hits one out of two from the free throw line. Here comes Jamie Cook back into the ball game now, and Holst will come out. 2:08 to play in the second half. It's 61-55. Here's Brecklin. She is going to be hit on the play. No foul called. A turnover on Hastings. Here comes Dort back the other direction. Brickeyes has got the ball. Brickeyes now to Cruz. Long range three for Brickeyes. Shot good from a different area code. Kayla Brickeyes throws up the three. She's now got 13 points, and the Dort defenders are within 3 points. 61-58 with 1 minute 43 seconds to play. Broncos have the ball. A three-point lead here. Kemi Brecklin. Now we got a timeout called here. Hastings calls a timeout. The Dort defenders have not won away today. It's a three-point ball game. We got a timeout with 1:36 to play. Hastings' 14-game winning streak is on the line here this afternoon. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 61, Dort 58.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Dort defenders putting a scare into the Hastings College Broncos, the seventh-ranked team in the country. It is 61-58. Hastings leading by 3 points. Broncos on the ball. Here's Abby Jackson with it now. They're on the right side. Hands it away to Cammie Brecklin in front of the Bronco bench. Cammie Brecklin circles around, takes it down to the left side of the lane. Her shot no good, but she draws a personal foul, and she'll go to the free throw line now for the Broncos. The foul here is going to go on Van Dyke. That's going to be her fourth foul. That's going to be team foul number 10 plus on the defenders. Going to the free throw line here will be Cammie Brecklin. Bruckman eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. That one is no good. Boy, she's having a tough day today from the free throw line. She is 1 out of 5 from the free throw line. Harry Hofstetter asking her assistant coach, how many has she missed today right in front of us? Here comes the next shot. It's going to be up there and in. So she's now 2 out of 6 from the free throw line today. She's got 9 points. Here comes Sierra Williamson back into the ball game. Zwiener will check out. So Hastings now with a 4-point lead at 62-58. This is a lot tougher than a lot of people thought here today, especially after Hastings got out to a 12-0 lead. There's a pass intercepted by Farmer. A turnover on Dort, their 14th of the ball game, and Hastings throws the ball away. Farmer got the ball to Brickman. They tried to take it down the floor there, and they overthrew Frankie Peterson at the other end. 15 turnovers on Hastings, 14 on Dort. Hastings leading by 4 points here at 62-58. Dort has got the ball. Here's Skellhouse with it now with 69 seconds to play. Skellhouse out here in three-point territory. Gets it to Van Dyke, drives the ball toward the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down by Peterson. Ball is loose and is recovered by Hastings. Sierra Williamson has got the ball for the Broncos. Dribbles to the corner. Now in trouble, gets the ball to Peterson. On the break, coming back the other way. Farmer has got it, now to Brechtman. So a big turnover there, a big blocked shot down there by Frankie Peterson. Now Frankie's got the ball on the wing. She drives it toward the goal. The ball is going to be knocked loose and is picked up here by Cook. Turnover number 16 in the ball game for Hastings. There's Brickeyes with the ball with 38 seconds to play. Stomps in the lane. Brickeyes back on top to Skellhouse. Now to Van Dyke for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Brickeyes. Brickeyes hands it away to Kim Cruz. Down in the corner again to Cook. Back out to Brickeyes. Top of the circle. Drives it down toward the basket and a foul is going to be called. As Brickeyes goes down, a foul here is going to go on Brecklin of Hastings. That's going to be Cammie's second. So now we're down to 23.4 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game, Hastings is out on top of the Dort defenders by a score of 62-58. Caleb Brickeyes of the free throw line. Her shot is up there. Good. Brickeyes is a 70% foul shooter in the season. She's 3 out of 3 so far today. Zwiener comes in. Here comes Williamson out. Van Kirk comes into the ball game now. And going out will be Frankie Peterson. 62-59. Hastings up by 3 points here over the Dort defenders. Next shot is up there. It's good. Rick Eyes is perfect in the free throw line. Now 62-59. Here's Hastings with the ball. Farmer has got it down the near sideline. Now to Breckman, drives it toward the goal, and she's going to be fouling the play before she gets the shot away. A foul here is going to go in Kim Cruz. That's going to be your third. So going to the free throw line is going to be Cammy Breckman for Hastings. Breckman has got 9 points in the ball game, but she is 2 out of 6 in the free throw line. So we'll have 2 shots here. Is this 10 fouls plus now on Dort? Shot is up there and in by Cammy Breckman. She's now at 10 points in the ball game. The Hastings lead is now 3 points at 63-60. Breckman's next shot is up there. That one is good. So 2 crucial free throws there by Breckman. Hastings with a 2-possession lead now. It's 64-60. 13 seconds to play. Down the right side of the lane is Cruz. She goes to the hole. Her shot is up there and in. Kim Cruz scores, and Dort calls the timeout with 7.4 seconds to play. Dort calls the timeout, 7.4 seconds to play. We will take a break with a score. Hastings 64, Dort 62.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College stumbling along here today, trying to get out of here without being upset by the Dort defenders. 64-62 is the score. 7.4 seconds to play. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Dort in the event of a jump ball down the stretch here. So 64-62, Hastings leading by 2. Broncos led 12-0 in the ball game today. Still led by 10 points at halftime, 34-24, but Dort taking advantage of some Hastings miscues here in the second half of play. They've gotten themselves back into the ballgame, 64-62. Hastings trying to win their 15th straight game here this afternoon, but this has been anything but easy. It's going to be Van Kirk inbounding the ball here. Van Kirk runs the baseline. Van Kirk has still got it. Van Kirk finally gets it into Zwiener, and Zwiener is going to be fouling the play. Oral Zwiener fouling the play here by Brookeyes. Caleb Brookeyes picks up her third, so now Zwiener goes to the free throw line, the fourth best free throw shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Laurel's winner is hitting 81% from the free throw line. She goes to the line now with 5.6 seconds to play. Zwiener will have 2 free throws here. It's 64-62. Hastings with the lead. Zwiener looks up there. The shot is no good. No good by Zwiener. She misses her first one. Broncos is not having a good day today from the free throw line either. They came in as the second-best free-throw-shooting team in the conference. It's 64-62, 5.6 seconds to play. Zwiener puts it up there. Second one is good. So Hastings with a 3-point lead now. One free throw for Zwiener. Making a 65-62 ball game. Now Dort will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Here's Cruz with the ball. Cruz across the 10-second line. Cruz gets it out here to Cook. She throws up a 3, and it barely draws iron and falls off, no good. So you got a good look at the basket there. As Jamie Cook throws up a shot, it hits off of the front iron, no good. And the Hastings College Broncos survive here today. That was too close. Hastings survives here today. An upset bid from the Dort defenders. Hastings wins it by 3 points. Second win of the season for Hastings over Dort. They beat the defenders 88-67 up in Sioux Center earlier this year. And today here in Hastings, the Broncos survive as they beat Dort by a score of 65-62, the 15th straight win for Hastings College here this season. The Broncos now go to 21 wins and 2 losses on the season. They are 12-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Dort defenders, they dropped to 11 wins and 13 losses, and now 4-11 in conference play. Again, the score, Hastings wins it over the Dort defenders today by a score of 65-62. We'll come back and check the final numbers right after this.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for funeral services. We offer a variety of services from a church ceremony to a graveside, always with the trust you deserve. Start here for a free consultation and information on funeral services.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities. Call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
All right, well, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College wins it here this afternoon in women's basketball, 65-62 over the Dort defenders. Dort had the final shot. Jamie Cook's three-point field goal attempt was off the front iron, and the Broncos survived here today, 65-62. Hastings scored the first 12 points of the ball game. In fact, it wasn't until 5.5 minutes had expired in the first half that Dort finally got on the scoreboard. Hastings led 12-2 at that point. The Broncos increased their lead to 11 points at 14-3. Dort chipped away, got back to within 1 point at 16-15 with 7.5 minutes to play in the first half. But again, Hastings stretched out the lead by halftime. It was 34-24 at the break in favor of Hastings. Dort again making a run in the second half of play, as they cut the lead down to 5 points a couple of times at 45-40 and at 50-45. Hastings again scoring five straight points to increase the lead back up to 10 at 55-45. But it was the Dort defenders again making another run at the end of the ball game. Got it down to 61-58. They trailed by three at 62-59. They trailed by 2 points at 64-62 before Orioles winner hit a free throw there at the end to make it 65-62, so the Broncos won it here today over the Dort defenders in women's college basketball. We got handed the final statistics in the ball game. Dort ended up shooting 38% for the ball game today. They were 21 out of 54 for 38.9%. Hastings College hit only 39% of their field goals today. They were 23 out of 59, so not a good day shooting the ball today for Hastings. Is 39% at 23 out of 59. Dort was 5 out of 16 on three-pointers for 31%. Hastings, 8 out of 18 for 44%. On free throws today, the Dort defenders were 15 out of 19 from the stripe for 78%. Hastings converted on only 11 out of 21 from the free throw line, 52%. The Broncos had been the number two shooting team from the free throw line in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, nailing about to 74% of their free throw tosses for the season. Today, they hit only 52% from the free throw line. Rebounds, Hastings had 41. Dort had 35. Broncos came up with 13 offensive rebounds, 7 for Dort. Hastings had 28 defensive rebounds. Dort had 28 defensive rebounds. And Hastings winning 65-62. The Broncos, they had 16 turnovers in the ball game today. Dort had 16 turnovers. Hastings had 3 block shots. Dort had 2 block shots. And Hastings College had 9 steals in the ball game today. Dort had 6. So Hastings College, they win it by the score of 65-62 in the basketball game here today. Scoring in the contest, Jamie Van Kirk, 25 points in the ball game today for Hastings. Van Kirk knocked down 5 three-pointers in this game. Other scorers, Cammy Breckman ended up with 11 points. Breckman had 1 three-pointer in the ball game today. Other scorers, Sierra Williamson, she had 9 points. 7 for Laurel Zwiener. 6 points for Holly Samuelson. 3 points for Alex Edwards, two for Frankie Peterson, and two for Chanel Farmer. Again, Jamie Van Kirk leads the way today, 25 points for Hastings College. She had 14 in the first half and 11 more in the second half. The defenders of Dort, they were led by Kayla Brookeyes and Jamie Cook today. Brookeyes, she scores 15 points in the ball game. As she knocked down three three-pointers. Also scoring 15 points was Jamie Cook. Cook had six field goals, and she was 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. So 15 for Cook, 15 for Kayla Brookeyes, 10 points for Kara Van Dyke. Van Dyke, he was 0 for 2 from three-point territory today. Other scorers, Jasmine Skellhouse, she had 9. 7 for Kim Cruz. Then we had 2 points for Emily Newman, 2 points for Robin Blunt, 1 point for Micah Holst, and 1 point for Abby Chapman. So Hastings College, they survive here today. This is anything but pretty today in this women's college basketball game, but Hastings College, they win it today over the Dort defenders by the score of 65-62. The Broncos now have won 15 games in a row. Hastings increases their lead, or improves their record to 21 wins and 2 losses, now 12-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. We've got the currently ranked number 5 in the country, getting set to take on Hastings College. The Broncos ranked number 13 in the country. First place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference going to be on the line here this afternoon between these two teams. We'll take a break and come back, and we'll chat with Hastings College men's basketball coach Bill Gavers as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.